This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. A man was once invited to go back to his old school for a 40-year reunion. For months he'd been looking forward to this day. He'd saved up his money for he and his wife to go back to his old high school, the place that he'd left four decades ago. And the closer the time came for the reunion, the more excited he became. He thought of the wonderful stories he'd hear. It'd be great to catch up with his old friends, find out some of their accomplishments. The night before he left, he pulled out his old yearbook and read some of the silly statements and good wishes for the future that the students had written to each other. He wondered what number 97 from his old football team had done with his life. He'd guessed what they would look like, some of the careers that they'd chosen, the families. The big day arrived. He had a friend drive him and his wife to the airport. He was excited his friend had come back on Sunday night to pick them up. Well, Sunday night came and they flew home, but there was something wrong. His friend noticed how sad he looked. He wasn't very happy. How was the reunion? Well, he said, it was one of the saddest experiences of my life. What do you mean? It wasn't what happened, it was what didn't happen. It's been 40 years and they haven't changed. They simply looked older, they'd put on weight, they'd got jobs, but they really hadn't changed. I experienced, he said, one of the most tragic things I could ever imagine about life. I just don't get it. It seems as though some people choose not to change. And there was a long silence as they walked back to the car. And on the way back, he said to his wife, I never want to be said of me. Life's too precious, too important. If you see me, he said to his wife, if you see me go stagnant like that, give me a swift kick where I need it. I hope you'll love me enough to challenge me to keep growing. I thought that was a really good story. It was Gail Sheehy who wrote, if we don't change, we don't grow. And if we don't grow, we are not really living. It's true, some people choose not to change. They're content, what we call the status quo. They just coast through life. And surely it's a good thing to make our life count, to make a difference. And there are times when we do need a good friend to challenge our own thinking, to broaden our horizon. And because every day we can learn something new. But let's face it, change is not easy. Many won't change to what they know would help them to feel better. And those who do make an effort to change, it's often worth it. For example, more than 90% of people who lose weight will gain it back, much to their own distress, disappointment. And our Creator God has built into us the capacity for change, and He offers us a greater change. This word that I'm thinking of is conversion, which means a change. It's a far more than just overcoming bad habits. Conversion, that word, is the basis of the Christian faith. And what it says to me is you can change to be the person that God wants you to be. You don't always have to stay the same. The Apostle Paul wrote to the members of the church in Rome, don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And here, the word transformed by renewing comes from a Greek word, metamorpho, from which we get the word metamorphosis. It means to change. You know, an example of the transformation of a caterpillar into an adult butterfly. And when the caterpillar has changed into a butterfly, it becomes what God always intended it to be. So there's the same illustration. You can be transformed by God's Holy Spirit to embrace God's plan for your life. And the plan God has to be is to know His Son, Jesus Christ. And anything that hinders that is really not good for you. God wants you. He wants to change you. And is that change possible? Yes, it is. But you must believe that Jesus is the only pathway to everlasting change and eternal life. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new person. The old has gone, the new has come. There it is. This happens when Jesus Christ. So God intends that we will be transformed. We will be changed. It doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't happen overnight. But it can happen as we make a personal commitment to God. Thank you, Lord, that these things are possible. I want to change. I want to be a different. I want to be a new person. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.